This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
FedEx couldn't quite keep up with Santa and his reindeer. The company will be making deliveries today after heavy storms caused delays. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Noelle King, and for David Brancaccio, severe storms in the Southeast and Midwest hampered FedEx deliveries during the Christmas rush this year. Frustrated customers have taken to the company's Facebook page to complain. FedEx rival UPS says its deliveries have not been affected by the weather. Satish Jindal is president of ShipMatrix, which develops software for shipping companies.
There are slight variations in where their major air hubs are located. For example, UPS is in Louisville, FedEx is in Memphis, and depending upon which city is affected more by the weather, one could be affected more than the other. And they've got a few other hubs. In addition to that, one company may be more proactively limiting and alerting people about it. Another may say, you know what, I'll take a chance and see if the weather really becomes a factor.
And from ground deliveries to shipping news, tomorrow the largest cargo vessel ever to call at an American port will dock in Los Angeles. The Benjamin Franklin is owned by a Marseille-based shipping company. It can hold the equivalent of 18,000 shipping containers, each 20 feet long. It'll travel back and forth from China to America's West Coast ports. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a closer look.
The Benjamin Franklin, it's part of a new wave of megaships that are the bobbing, floating embodiment of economies of scale.
They're about 3.5 football fields long.
Mark Zucconi is with the Journal of Commerce, part of IHS Maritime.
You're using less fuel per slot cost. Basically, a slot is where you put the container in. So the cost of shipping becomes cheaper. And then when other container lines build bigger ships, then others follow because they want to stay competitive.
Even though the shipping industry may already have too much capacity to meet currently weak demand. And once you have a bigger ship, you need a bigger port. Philip Sandfield is with the Port of Los Angeles. He says they've been preparing for years.
We've dredged for deeper water. We've fortified the wharves over the decades. And it's not just getting a ship in here and having it fit in, but it's processing a ship quickly.
The bigger the ship, the longer it takes to load and unload. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is listener-supported. To help keep our coverage relevant and hopefully compelling, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount really, counts twice thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st.
More than 1 million migrants and refugees have arrived in Europe by land and by sea this year. Many are Syrians fleeing war and terrorism, but reaching the safety of Europe doesn't bring an end to their problems. Our own Stephen Beard has been to the city of Bradford in northern England to find out how some of the Syrian refugees and asylum seekers there have been settling in.
It's raining in Bradford again, but that hasn't dampened the enthusiasm of some of the Syrian refugees who've arrived here. 26-year-old Dr. Mohamed Kashaj is just happy that he's safe and free.
Here, they gave everyone his rights. You can express, you can say whatever you want. You can express your opinion, and no one will say no, you can't say that.
There's also a strong undertow of disappointment. However, Britain is not the El Dorado that some refugees and asylum seekers expected. Far from it. Mohamed Naoum, a chef from Damascus, was shocked by his daily welfare allowance here.
It's £5 per day.
You have to live on £5 a day?
Yeah, you have to try it.
That's about $8 a day to cover food and transportation, making for some hard choices.
If you would like to go out of your, you go anywhere, you have to decide this day you will not eat, you'll fast.
Sounds a very difficult life.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It would be easier if he'd arrived legally and with his family, but he couldn't get the necessary visa and pay $10,000 to a people smuggler in Jordan to get him on a plane bound for the UK, where he claimed asylum. Are you sorry you came now? Because life is obviously quite difficult here.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that.
You're sorry that you came.
Yeah. But what can I do now? There is no way back, you know?
He used his life savings and borrowed from family and friends to pay the $10,000 to get here. He feels he can't go home empty-handed and must hang on here while his asylum application is considered. At a special Christmas party in Bradford, Syrian asylum seekers and refugees got to let off steam. Briefly, they could forget the struggle of trying to start a new life in exile. 20-year-old Ayam Al-Halabi from Damascus says psychologically many of the refugees never left home.
Syria is our mother. Syria is our family.
And so you do one day want to go back?
Of course, we will come back to Syria. Maybe this will take a long time, but this will happen. This will happen.
Past crises suggest that the longer the conflict continues, the less likely it is the refugees will return permanently to their homes. In Bradford, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Presents are not the only thing being opened today. Several of the big studios are releasing movies, among them Concussion, starring Will Smith, Joy with Jennifer Lawrence, and Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. Marketplace's Amy Scott looked at the history of the Christmas Day movie release.
One of the earliest movies to open on December 25th was the Bob Hope, Bing Crosby buddy flick, Road to Rio, in 1947.
We're full of glee, my buddy and me.
Today, nearly every studio unveils at least one movie on or close to Christmas. Kids are home from school, and most people have a little extra free time.
Once the presents are open and the family's together, what better activity to engage in than everybody going out to the movie theater?
Says a guy who makes his living tracking box office results, Paul Dergarabedian with Rent Track. Along with big ticket sales, there's another reason for the timing, the Academy Awards. Hollywood analyst Ann Thompson says several contenders open today.
Voting begins on December 30th, and over the holidays, all of the Oscar voters are catching up.
Thompson predicts the biggest Christmas movie will be one that opened a week ago. You guessed it, Star Wars. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Deadline Hollywood is reporting that, thanks in large part to Star Wars, ticket sales could surpass $300 million this Christmas weekend. That would make it the highest-grossing Christmas weekend in history. I'm Noelle King with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.